Hello.
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. And how can I assist you this evening?
What company are you with?
This happens to be a third-party call center that you're connected with, and we do act as customer service for online merchants and vendors.
Okay. I think I may have, your company actually fraudulently charged my card. So that was my reason for calling.
Okay, well, what is your zip code to see if I can locate this account for you?
Sure, 63366.
All righty, sir. And what is your first and last name, please?
My name is Nick Brashears.
All righty, Mr. Brashears, I did locate that account for you. Can I get you to verify your shipping address for me?
Sure, that is 410 Woodlawn Avenue, O'Fallon, Missouri, 63366.
All righty, give me one second, sir, while I open up this account to see as to whom is billing you.
Okay.
All right, sir. I thank you for that. I did locate that account for you, where I do see back on 11/26 you paid the $5.74, and that was a shipping and handling to receive a tactical bag. That
That is
item
correct.
itself was a welcoming gift to becoming a part of what is called the Factory Direct Savings Store, sir, which happens to be an online web gadget store. And when you scroll down in the terms and conditions, it does advise you that you have 48 hours to cancel before they bill you the membership fee for becoming a part of that Factory Direct Savings Store. Now, also by being enrolled as a member, they do download a $125 gift card into the email that you use at the time you sign up. Each month that you are enrolled as a member, they will bill you the $67.32 as a membership fee and also download a $125 gift card. So you can use that to go online to the Factory Direct Savings Store to make purchases of consumer gadgets.
Okay. Obviously, I missed that. So I did report it as a fraudulent charge. My bank and PayPal are both looking into it. Both cards have been canceled, so you guys won't be getting any payments from me anymore. Obviously that, I don't
Well,
know how I missed that.
I can go ahead and cancel you out of this account, sir, if that's what you're requesting.
Yes, if you would. And you can let the company know that, yeah, obviously how it's on the website. Obviously they are very good at hiding that. Because
All righty, sir.
what I've read as far as reports on this company, I'm promise you I'm not the only one that is up in arms about how this went down. So hopefully maybe PayPal and my bank, maybe they'll take action against the company.
All righty, sir. Well, I've gone ahead and canceled you out of that. The cancellation on that did take effect immediately. Excuse me, I do apologize for that. And I do
No
have your
problem.
cancellation number available. If you're ready to take that down, please let me know when you're ready.
No, if you're telling me it's canceled, that's fine. Because like I said, I know I handled it on my end as far as with my bank, it was PayPal, so they weren't going to get any more money anyway. But you know, if you told me it's canceled, I do appreciate that. I do actually appreciate you calling me to follow up.
Well, you're more than welcome. I do have to actually give you this cancellation number because this is a recorded line. So I will verbally just speak it to you. It would be
okay.
C, as in Charlie, and that number would be 262-970-786. Is there anything else I can assist you with this evening?
Nope, I do appreciate that.
Well, you're more than welcome, and I thank you for calling customer support. Please have a great evening, sir.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.